Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl won't let a little congestion stop him from reading limericks. He'll just plug in his vaporizer. I'm so, I'm so glad they check you all for weapons at the door. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, this week the New York Times reported a growing trend among couples. Turns out more and more they're fighting not at home, not even in restaurants, but where?
Gosh, online? On their Facebook pages?
On their Facebook walls? On their Facebook walls. So you pay bills online? Yeah, on Facebook, you pay bills online, you shop online. Now you can sink into a pattern of passive-aggressive mutual loathing online. The Times says old standards of privacy are breaking down with the rise of social networking. And this way, couples say, at least both sides of the story are out there. It's as easy as a status update. Jane is wishing somebody would just once take out the trash. Bob is just trying to watch the game here. Jane is thinking how it's funny how some people believe it when you tell them it happens to all guys. Bob is no longer in a relationship. One Facebooker said to the New York Times, quote, a lot of people aren't with us if we have a fight at home. This way all our friends can comment on it. They want that.
Oh, my God. It's like the marriage
it's
ref.
Like the marriage it's like a marriage ref.
But better.
It's like a marriage ref, but this one won't destroy an entire broadcast network.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. Paul, the celebration of St. Patrick's Day this week reminds us that many in Ireland are sick and tired of the stereotypes people have about the Irish. In fact, last week a team in Ireland opened a museum to rehab the image of one particular sect of Irish society. Whom?
The Druids.
Close, but no cigar.
The alcoholics. The famous Irish. Famous.
No, he said one particular sect. He didn't
oh,
say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen.
No, I mean, much like druids, they are magical.
This
smaller.
Meaning, the leprechauns?
The leprechauns,
yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dublin's $6.8 million National Leprechaun Museum wants to re-educate people about leprechauns.
Oh, look, there it is.
Exactly.
Right down there.
The original leprechaun comes from 8th century Irish folklore, and it's a far cry from the cute little guy where, you know, saying top of the morning on your St. Patrick's Day card.
Or on your cereal box.
Exactly. Turns out the original leprechaun, or the OL, as they like to call themselves, was a sometimes sinister magical creature. For instance, the 8th century leprechaun's Lucky Charm cereal was also magically delicious, but instead of having pink hearts and yellow moon marshmallows, it was filled with actual hearts and rat poison. And the legend went, if you managed to catch him at the end of a rainbow, he would give you syphilis. Paul, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has an emergency broadcast system to notify citizens of dangers. It's broadcast from a pier and can be heard for miles. There are sirens followed by verbal instructions. They've been testing it. It's a great system, except for one little flaw. What?
It's not in English.
Well, nobody really knows what language it's in.
I need a little more of a hint.
Well, the first mistake was hiring a teacher from Charlie Brown's school to read the instructions.
So it's unintelligible?
Yes, no one can understand what the heck it's saying. Suppose you're down in Chelsea, say, you hear a siren, and then you hear this loudspeaker announcing, danger, there's a in the area. Whatever you do, do not.
They got the same woman that does the subway
exactly,
announcement.
Apparently.
Next stop.
She had union seniority, so they had to use her. Once the problem was identified during a test of the system earlier this week, Port Authority authorities were quick to repair all the faulty speakers, but the damage was done. The boy had cried wolf, as it were, and no one paid any attention to the warnings when New York was attacked by the giant monster from the sea called Rouge. It just had to be that one.